Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. When it comes to building a successful business on eBay, most sellers keep seeking their mojo, but the queen of auctions only had to find her mo.
What happened to Joe?
We're going to find out. Here's Lynn Drawley now, the top-rated seller, the queen of auctions, and ruler of the Queen's Court there in the beautiful downtown Palm Desert to tell us exactly what that means. Lynn, who or what is Mo?
You guys totally cracked me up. Mo has been my assistant for like 10 years, and everybody wants a Mo because she's not only loyal, she's a hard worker, and she's funny as H-E toothpicks.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Well, you mean hell.
Yes. So everybody seriously wants a Mo, and I've been so lucky that she continues to work for me part-time because she does have another full-time job, and I'm getting ready to go to Europe on Thursday.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, why do
you my son, and I'm so excited, and I was like, who am I going to leave in charge of my business for 2 weeks because Mo can't do it. She's working full-time. So I had to laugh. Yesterday in my office, I had three people helping me ship. We had 48 packages to ship yesterday. Of those three people helping, one was my mom, who had just flown in. She's free, so always tap your parents. Well, another one was a really good friend of mine, Kel, and she just happened to want to come help that day. And then Carmen, my old assistant, is back. I've been retraining her because she's going to take over for Mo while I'm in Europe.
Well, where do you look? First of all, on a normal week, how many hours? You said Mo's part-time.
Yeah, for sure. Like, when she's not working full-time, she'll work 10 to 15. And mostly what she does for me is relist in the store at fixed price. And she also does listings for me. So she has a key to the office. She comes, she goes, she takes pictures, she lists. And when I actually had someone more full-time, they were probably 20 to 30 hours a week. And that was Carmen doing all the shipping and everything. But I just found that it was easier for me to handle the shipping because there was too many people involved and details would get messed up. So I've really learned that you have to delegate and make it so that one person is in charge of one thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And also, psychologically, it's good for the person who's doing the work.
Exactly.
To know that they're
responsible. She has to do all the fixed price listing, and she has to supplement my listing. Now, when I'm gone, Carmen's in charge of everything, which totally works. But when Carmen and I were working together, I'd take care of a problem, or I think she did, and then it didn't get taken care of. So that was not easy.
So where do you look for people to hire?
You know, there's so many wonderful places. The best people I've found have been friends, and also kids of my friends. I've hired a lot of teenage kids that way and my own kids. So if you can do it that way, think about peer parents. I did get one really great assistant, Carmen, off Craigslist, and then when I had my brick and mortar, we used the Bellingham Herald, which is a local newspaper in the classifieds, and I got some great people from that. So you have to kind of think outside of the box, and you want to post it at, like, you know, like at a church. I got my very first assistant here in Palm Desert, Mari, came from a church, a local church. Posted at the high schools, posted at your local colleges. I think eBay is a very intriguing business, and if you write the ad correctly, want to learn how to become your own eBay seller, work with the queen of auctions for, you know, 2 years and learn the business and go off and do it on your own. And I think that's very intriguing to people.
So you're the queen of auctions.
That's queen.
Right.
On eBay, and you are indeed the queen. Seriously.
Okay, cool.
Now we have three queens on one radio show.
I know.
Amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Oh, and you guys
happy
too.
Valentine's
you guys
Day too. To you.
So listen, so I put in the queen of auctions into eBay.
You did?
She's got 32,622 feedback.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I'll tell you guys why my business has been so good and why we had 48 things to ship yesterday. I have been doing 50% off Markdown Manager on any inventory that's older than 2014. And I'll tell you, stuff's been flying out of here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it really, really works. And, you know, I'm getting ready to move my business back into my home and then eventually up to Washington State. And so I don't want to touch all this stuff and move it again. So I'm willing to let it go at 50% off. And as you guys know, I price so high that there's a lot of room to negotiate. But it's really helped my business. I mean, seriously, it's been so exciting.
You have 17,251 items up there.
Yeah, and can you imagine touching each and every one of those and moving it?
Oh, that's
so where are you going in Europe?
Okay. In Europe, we are going to go first to London, and we're going to shop Portobello. And then after that, we're going to go to Heidelberg, where my son Houston is studying at Pepperdine. And Villeroy & Boch has, like, an outlet store there. And I am so excited. And then we're going to wind up in Poland.
Wow.
Poland. Oh, great.
And you guys, it's totally, totally going to be a buying trip. And I'm so excited. And I'm taking big suitcases, and I plan to really bring a lot back and make a lot of business contacts. You know, my grandmother would do this in the 60s. She'd go over and shop Portobello, and she would send containers back. And she was so far ahead of her time, and I can't wait to try to do what she did.
It's called deductible.
Well, it is, yes.
No, it really is.
It is.
That's the beauty of our eBay businesses, too. It's like, you know, these people you hire, that's a write-off. You know, I take them out to lunch, and they're my really good friends, and that's a write-off. And I get to go to Europe and on a buying trip. And
it's amazing.
eBay is just amazing.
Lynn, what do you look for in a potential employee when you're considering hiring someone?
You know, that's a really good question, Griff. You got to have someone that's willing to learn, and you want to have someone who's really honest, a really good work ethic. And I've also found that I want someone with a sense of humor. I've had employees that had no sense of humor, and that just makes for really long days. So I look for those things. And then I also think it's really important to hire someone on a trial basis, because you never really know until you spend a couple weeks with that person. So now when I hire anyone, I'm like, let's try it for 2 weeks and see how it goes, and then I'll make a decision. And I might even hire two people and then pick between the two. But you don't want to get locked into hiring someone and then 2 weeks later or a month later, you really don't work well together.
How do you pay them? By the hour, by the job, by the day?
You know, it really depends on the person. Like Mo and Carmen are great. I can pay them by the hour. I know that they're busy the whole time. My son Houston, on the other hand, I have to pay him by the item. So
yeah.
I pay him $1 for every CD he lists. And I'll tell you, that kid can list almost 50 CDs in an hour.
Wow.
I want him
to
work for
me. He wants that money, honey.
Now you don't just want a Mo, you want a Houston.
So the people that you hire who are not your family.
Right.
All right. Is it outside contractor or is it employee?
You know, for example, Carmen was an employee because she did the shipping. Mo is an outside employee because she does not have to be here to do her job. And that's a nice thing too, to have people work for you that they don't have to become an employee, because there's a lot of extra costs associated with employees.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what you need to do?
You need to hire a Larry and Curly.
Griff.
I was laughing so hard at you, Griff, when you were like, when you started the segment, you're like, Mo, Larry, Curly. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know what I watched growing up explains a lot.
So it certainly does.
It's very rewarding to teach somebody something.
It is.
To teach them skills. So you said your goal was to help your employees learn the skills to run their own business.
Absolutely. And I look at each employee as they're going to be with me for 2 years, and then I kick them out. I'm like, go on your own. Make your own money. You can make a lot more money working for yourself on eBay than working for me. And the interesting thing is Mo definitely sells on eBay for herself, but she left here for a while, and she came back. She's like, it's too much fun being with all of you guys and in this whole... It's a lonely business. So she's back, and I don't think she'll ever leave.
I'm
very lucky.
She loves you.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we love Mo.
Who wouldn't?
So how do you pay them, by the way?
Well, again, I pay Mo by the hour. My son, I pay him in, you know, by the item. So it really depends on the person.
Yeah,
you can find someone that'll list for you for a buck, you know, or $1.50 each item, I mean, that's worth it.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you're selling higher ticket items, you know, the $30 to $50 price range, you can afford that. And, you know, you can't sell it if it's not listed. My grandma said, you know what, if it's not out in the shop and it's not priced, you can't sell it. You can't sell from an empty wagon. That's why I always try to list at least 100 new things a week.
And
I'm going to go fill up my wagon in Europe.
Griff, go feel guilty and bad about yourself.
That's why I do the show, because by the end of it, I'm totally debilitated by the end of the show.
Has anybody ever offered to work for free just to learn eBay?
Oh, my gosh.
At least once a month, and I'm sure this happens to so many people out there. And it's really kind, and you want to say, sure, come and help, but when people have done that... I'll tell you, nothing is free. And if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
Yeah, and they're not as dedicated.
They're not, and all they want to do is ask questions about what's this and why did it sell, and oh my God, I'm so drained by the end of that, you know, couple hours that I'm like, this is not worth it. You should be paying me. So, yeah, you want someone that is really there to help benefit your business and to learn, but their focus should be on your business. And that's why I've gotten really, really lucky with people like Carmen and Mo and a lot of people over the years, because they are really team players, and that's what you really want to look for.
Team players, yeah, that's
well,
important.
You're our guiding star.
Oh, stop.
No, you are, Lynn. How many other people do we have on the show that has 17,000-something items up there?
I don't know, but that's a lot of stuff.
So why are you moving from Palm Desert to Washington State?
Well, you know, my kids...
Where it rains every day.
Yeah, Indiana's going to be going to college next year, and I'm thinking about moving back home and reopening my grandma's brick and mortar and putting the eBay business in the back. Like, that's exactly how we started our eBay business.
Oh, yeah, sure.
eBay business in the back, and stuff just walks through the front door that you can sell on eBay. And I miss that public interaction. And I think Bellingham is a really good place to go back and do that, because she had her store there for 52 years.
52 years.
Wow.
Is that
Yikes.
Crazy?
And you carried the torch.
Yeah, but you know, someone that has a business for 52 years loves that business. And she always told me, if you're passionate about anything, you can make money. So,
Passionate about you, Lynn Drawley. Thank you.
You are the most passionate. Thanks, Lynn. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Up next, Sweet Talk Us, 888-723-4630. We want candy on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.